This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and welcome to the Network Marketing Leadership Show. It is an unbelievable day. We are with a woman I completely and totally love. Her name is Michelle Poehler. She's married to her husband, Adam. They are the cutest little couple you've ever seen in your life. I first met her at the GoPro, and she electrified the crowd. And I've seen her on two other subsequent occasions. And every time she comes, she delivers like you've never seen before. She is amazing. That's all there is to it. She's as cute as a button. You are going to love her. She's written an incredible book that I want you to buy right now. It's called Hello Fears. And look at this beautiful, colorful, wonderful book. It is absolutely written for you. The print is huge. The pictures are adorable. The colors are absolutely vibrant. This book is all of it and a bag of chips. If you don't buy this, you're crazy, because every one of us are scared. I was scared to death of Michelle Poehler coming into this show. But guess what? I crushed my comfort zone, and I became the man I'm meant to be as a result of Michelle Poehler. I love this woman. Hello, little Michelle. How are you?
What an introduction. I'm better than ever now.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, where are you? Are you in Venezuela? Are you in Peru? Are you in New York City? Where are you?
I moved to Miami about 3 months ago, right before COVID-19.
Oh, wow. And how are you liking that?
Well, I'm very happy here. We have a huge balcony. We have a nice weather all every day. I can't complain.
And your husband teaches Spanish, and he's kind of an educator, motivator, wonderful human beinger, right?
He teaches personal finance in Spanish.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's very, very cool. And I know nothing about Spanish, and I know nothing about personal finance, but I know a lot about fighting through fears. So I want to talk about you. I want to talk about what you're up to. And man alive, you are one fresh-faced son of a gun. And Adrian, my little boy, I think you remember him. He's late to work. This is Adrian. I think you remember him from everywhere we were. And he's going to help me interview you, because he really, really is a lot more your age and more relatable than me, wouldn't you say?
She's Courtney's age. Can you believe that?
I know. She's
a go-getter.
Yep. We got it. Yes. Well, his little sister is your age.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. How old are you, Adrian?
I am 35.
Okay. So kind of close. I'll be 32 soon.
All right. There we go.
Yeah. When's your birthday?
June 20th.
All right. Courtney's is April something. No, it isn't. October something. And she'll be 32. So the point is, let's get this show on the road. Who are you? What are you all about? Why are you, you just are such a badass woman. You go after it. Talk to these people about your life, because it's just amazing what you've done.
Oh, wow. That's a broad question. So I am a keynote speaker now, a virtual keynote speaker, of course. I can't be traveling like I was a few months ago, but I'm an author as of this week, officially, like you were saying. So this is exciting. And I am a fear facer. I'm a branding strategist, art director. So, and I'm originally from Venezuela.
Right. And there's just nothing you're afraid of anymore, really?
Well, no, I am afraid of many things. So I did this project where I faced 100 fears in 100 days, and I didn't become fearless. So you don't become fearless after facing 100 fears. You just become more confident, more aware, more mindful of your decisions, your choices, but definitely not fearless.
And none of them killed you?
Nope.
Did you do anything death-defying?
Well, other than skydiving and holding a tarantula and a snake, no.
No.
Okay, the tarantula one. The tarantula video, that one got me.
Yeah.
So I love, and you kind of mentioned this on your intro, I love that you had to, you know, face some fear that you had no control over whatsoever in the last 2 months, just like many of us had. And you had a whole, you know, slate, you had a book coming out. You had all your whole travel book probably for the rest of the year and beyond. And the universe had a different plan, and you had to go and figure out how to become a virtual keynote speaker. So tell that story of how you faced that and what you had to do to go retool yourself for the new world that we all suddenly woke up to.
Yeah, so it was definitely shocking at the beginning when my clients started canceling all of my events one by one. And I had to understand that this is not going to get better. It's actually going to get worse, at least for the next 4 months or so. And then we're like, okay, maybe for the next 2 years, we have no idea when this is going to get better. So it's up to us now to do something about it instead of wait until the world gets back on track. Because guess what? It might never get back on track. We might even be entering a new reality. And yeah. So it's up to us to choose, right? Do we want to choose comfort, which is just stay and watch and wait? Or do we want to choose growth, which is to take action and do something about it and innovate and put into practice all of the advice that I've been telling people for the last 4 years from the stage, right? Now it's the time to not only be a thought leader like it was, but to also be an action leader and lead with example. Like, that was my goal once I entered, because first I had to do a lot of radical acceptance, like understand this is happening. I'm going to launch my book in the middle of a pandemic. I'm not going to do a book tour. I'm going to lose all of my events for this year, at least postponed. What can I do about it? So that's when I decided to launch. The first thing I did was to launch my own online conference. So I sold tickets to that. I had around 500 people that joined me through Zoom. And we did a 2.5-hour event where I basically gave my full talk with exercises. And it was like a family event because everybody's together at home. And that was like a good start, because right after that, clients saw that and they wanted me to do the same for their employees. So I started getting traction in that sense. And now I'm doing not the amount of events that I was doing before, but at least I am still doing some events a month.
That's great. And I read, congratulations, by the way, on the piece that you had in Forbes. I was reading through that today. But so, you know, I would imagine that you had to give some consideration of, can I charge to go and do this event? You mentioned, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are putting out a lot of content for free right now. You made the decision to kind of go against that grain and charge for it. So talk about that decision and talk about, you know, what you learned from people's response to it.
Yeah, that was a hard decision to make, because so many people started just doing things for free. But then I'm like, who are those people? And I see that, like, Chris Martin from Coldplay is doing a free concert or whatever. And I'm like, I don't think they actually need the money maybe at this time. And so what I did is I was giving a lot of free content. And on top of that, I'm giving my paid content. So if you can't afford it, then you can take advantage of all my free content, like my podcast. I started doing one live a day with an expert to teach people how to monetize what they know and not what they do. So if you're, for example, a photographer, you're used to monetizing your photography. Now monetize what you know, not what you do. So how to take photographs and maybe teach other people or you know, create content based on that. So I started to put a lot of free content out there, and then the premium content. And I was lucky, because that was at the beginning of the pandemic. So people were not getting fired as much as to, like, after that. I don't know if that would have been the case today. So that's why today we're not really monetizing our audience. We're mostly going B2B instead of B2C. And for example, I just launched my book and I did a whole event for that. And I decided to charge, but only because I want a commitment. So I was charging only $10 for people to attend my event, or $30 that they would get the book signed by me with a sticker and everything. So it's a hard balance.
Yeah, we think so too. But, you know, you are all over the world. You've traveled. You've done this whole deal. And people are suffering. I just did a webinar a couple of nights ago in Peru. And they're locked down. And those people are absolutely in their houses. The government does not let them out the door. And their only place to get positive affirmation is inside of their computer because everything else is dismal and blank. And what we think in the United States, I think right now, is this is a made-up problem between the Democrats and the Republicans, and they're fighting like hell about who's right and who's wrong and who knew about it and who didn't. But I'm telling you what, it's much bigger, and you have got that global perspective. Every country that I have gone to, from Russia to Argentina to everywhere, is locked down. Nobody's making this up. People are dying, but the ones that aren't dying are at home, scared to death. And it's your job, Michelle Poehler, take it seriously, to yank those people out of that fear, even if they don't do anything, if they're just standing with no fear. That's better than just wondering what the heck is going on. Don't you agree?
Yeah, this is
horrible stuff.
I know, and this is the right time to be saying hello to our fears.
Yeah.
So definitely at the beginning, I was like freaking out, like what's going to happen with me, with my business. And then I'm like, no, this is my opportunity now to inspire people to say hello to their fears in any way that I can and take advantage of every different platform to do it. And definitely I'm grateful that the book came out right now. At the beginning, I was not grateful. I was like, I was being the victim of this whole situation. I'm like, why me? Why my book? And now I'm like, this is the perfect time. People need to read this. And already thousands of people started reading the book, and the impact has been so huge. People are telling me that this is exactly what has been helping them to navigate through this situation with a very optimistic attitude.
So we booked you about a long time ago. We didn't know the book was going to come out on time, exactly right. And next week we've got a personal development guide. This show is not about that, but God's got it. And what the world needs to hear right now is not anything other than what you're talking about, because we're all, I'm Tom Chenault scared. I mean, my wife is scared. My children are scared. And having your book is an absolute masterpiece and a gift that you got to not only buy for yourself, but you got to buy it for your kids. Our daughter Courtney down in Denver. I mean, we've got to, people need to own this, because we don't know what to do with this new emotion called what's the world going to look like. You just said it may be a new reality. And the way to get to that new reality is not be scared, right?
No.
We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break. But here's what you're doing during the break. You're buying this book. Go buy this book. And I think you should buy more than one. Because
yeah.
I'm telling you, it's that good, and you have got a lot of people in your life that are absolutely scared to death, and they can get through it with this book, they can get through it with prayer, they can get through it with family, but they can get through it. So we'll be back. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Ted Anderson. We'll be right back.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And we're back. This is the Tom Chenault Show, along with the Network Marketing Leadership Show. I always have the name wrong. They renamed it because they think I'm going to die. So that's very, very hurtful. But the fact of the matter is I'm 69 years old.
That was before the last 2 months.
Yeah, that was before COVID. So anyway, to make a long story short, the show's now called the Network Marketing Leadership Show. And that's just because of my potential untimely demise, which we hope is over a long time, but it could be sooner rather than later. But here we are. You renamed it, and here we go. But what we've got going for you today is the one and only Michelle Poehler, the greatest little bundle of joy you've ever met in your entire life, that is about 3 feet tall. And when you meet her, she grows right in front of your very eyes. And by the time you get done and you leave, I'll never forget when I met you guys outside of that restaurant. Both you and Adam were just cute couple, and by the time it was over, you were like 11 feet tall because you had so much power, so much self-esteem, so much energy. It's unbelievable, and we love you.
Love you too. That's why I always respond to your texts on Instagram.
So where is the best place to buy the book? Do you want them to buy it at michellepoehler.com versus Amazon?
No, you can. I don't sell the book myself. You can go to Amazon and find it there, which is super easy, but you can also help Barnes & Noble, that is struggling right now because Amazon is not struggling. You can help Target. You can help indie bookshops. And on HelloFiercebook.com, you will find a list of all the other bookshops that we can contribute right now as opposed to Amazon. But you can find it on Amazon.
Isn't that cool?
That's really cool. I love that. That's a great spirit. So, you know, I got to hear you speak. I've gotten to hear you speak twice now. I loved it both times. And, you know, one of the things that I took from it when I heard you back then was, you know, you've got to go out there and almost, like, seek out those fears and overcome them. Well, the fears have now kind of shown up on all of our front doorstep. And how does that, you know, how can you encourage our audience through this time where, you know, you don't have to go looking for your fears. They're here. You know, what do you recommend for people to find their way through this time?
That's a really good question, because normally I focus on what I call optional fears. Optional fears are the ones that you choose to face or not and stay in your comfort zone. But COVID-19 is not an optional fear, right? We're all facing it, either you like it or not. But what is optional is our attitude towards this. And so there's a quote that I've been talking for the last 2 months that is on my book, Chapter 10. I actually, if you have the book, highly recommend you reading Chapter 10. The 10th chapter, which is the last chapter, it's called Hello Future. And the quote that is in there that has been helping me a lot is from Frida Kahlo. And it says, throw dirt at me and watch me bloom. And so when I first read that quote, I thought it was about haters, right? You're telling a hater, yeah, throw dirt at me and watch me bloom. But then I thought, what if we could say that to the universe? Yeah, universe, throw dirt at me, you know, and watch me bloom. And so I've been trying to bloom for the last months because, you know what, we're all in the dirt. We're literally, if this wouldn't be happening, then some people would be in the dirt, which means they're going through a bad divorce, they're struggling with maybe an abusive parent, maybe they're in a country that is at war, whatever it is, that is the dirt, right? And some people wouldn't be experiencing the dirt because that's how life is. But now we're all in the dirt. And so we need to water ourselves, because when we water ourselves, that's the only way that we get to bloom like a flower, right? And so there are many ways that you can water yourself. For example, you can start by taking care of your health, like mental health and physical health. What can you do about that? You can start by also learning new skills and using this time to develop yourself. You can also start reconsidering what you had before and what can you do about it if you want to change your life after this pandemic. What things can you do about that? There are so many ways that you can water yourself, but that's the most important thing. You can't just go and watch Netflix all day long. That's not watering yourself.
I agree with that 100%. So you get to meet all kinds of really, really influential people in your path. And I'm betting you money, it's just like me. Every time I meet these influential people, I realize they're only human beings with an unbelievable attitude. They aren't any smarter. They aren't any better looking. They're nothing, but they've got an unbelievable, unstoppable, positive attitude. And that's what sets them apart from the crowd. And any one of us can have that, can't we?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I love about it. I mean, there's nothing stopping. I mean, who would have thought a little girl from Venezuela was going to be able to pull off what you pulled off? But you decided to do it by facing 100 fears, and now the rest is history. And that's what's so cool about you, is that you have grabbed your destiny, and obviously you're educated. We'll talk about that after we get to the other side of the break. We're going to take a break right now. We're on the Genesis Communication Network. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Michelle Poehler, and the world. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump unveiled an effort aimed at developing a coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year and said the country would return to normal with or without one. The formal announcement came as researchers around the world scramble to develop the vaccine.
It's called Operation Warp Speed. Its objective is to finish developing and then to manufacture and distribute a proven coronavirus vaccine as fast as possible.
Many view an effective vaccine as the only way life can return to normal for people under stay-at-home orders or businesses whose operations have been limited. And even Defense Secretary Mark Esper agrees with the president that a vaccine is coming soon.
We will deliver, by the end of this year, a vaccine at scale to treat the American people and our partners abroad.
48 states will have lifted or loosened stay-at-home restrictions by the end of the weekend. This is USA Radio News. President Donald Trump removed a watchdog critical of personnel moves within the State Department. The president informed Congress of the move. Trump wrote he had no confidence in the State Department's inspector general. House Foreign Affairs Chairman Elliot Engel said in a statement he learned Linick had opened an investigation into Secretary Mike Pompeo. Linick, an Obama administration appointee, will be replaced by Stephen Aguard, a former career Foreign Service officer, to Vice President Mike Pence. The American Civil Liberties Union and other advocacy groups are suing Education Secretary Betsy DeVos over the department's new federal regulations on how sexual assault and harassment allegations should be handled on school campuses. The lawsuit claims the changes will result in fewer institutions taking much-needed affirmative steps to prevent sexual harassment and assault before it happens. The lawsuit also took issue with a rule that allows schools to adopt a clear and convincing evidence standard of proof in sexual harassment complaints. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, and the one and only Michelle Poehler, sponsored by contactmapping.com/action, because he said to do that. And Michelle Poehler, if you don't have her book, if you didn't buy her book on the break, I'm coming to your house as soon as this COVID
Me
thing.
Too.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because you need to have it. It's unbelievable. And it's going to change your life. And it's going to change your life right now, instead of changing your life after you get successful or anything else. Because right now we're hanging on by a thread. And if you're not hanging on by a thread, you're in great shape. But the 20 people around you are. Courage. Look at that. Courage.
Yeah.
That's what it needs to be.
And the other thing I want to say, this book is beautiful. Like, it really, you know, you buy a lot of stuff out there and you're like, okay, number one, like, you know, it's about most books you buy and you're like, it's about that thick. And you're going, okay, well, that was a, you know, like a pretty expensive, you know, 20 pages. But this is, you know, there is a lot in here. It's beautiful. It's laid out really well. You're going to want to read this book both because it's great, but also because it just makes you feel good because it looks so good. So
You know why I did it that way?
Why?
Because I don't read books. So I was like, I need to create the book for myself.
Yeah.
So people that don't read books, and I've had that comment a lot. People are like, I never read a book, and I am in chapter 8 after like 3 hours of starting your book. It's just the content's very engaging, and then lots of visual exercises for you to put into action everything that I'm saying. So I say that this is a journey, not my journey. It's like our journey, like mine and whoever is reading it comes together, and we both go through our fears together.
Tell everybody about your education. I mentioned that before. I mean, you are not just a hot mess. You have, there is some science behind what you're doing here, and this didn't happen a lot. You know, you like to go, well, I'm just Michelle and Adam's, but you guys are sharp, monetizing business people that are out to change the world one happy person at a time and make some money, which I love about you. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, so I started by studying graphic design. That's really helpful today because then everything I have in my head, I can just design it myself and it looks really nice. Then I studied advertising, so art direction, which helps with the creative side of my business. It's not only things look nice, they also sell. And then finally, I went on and I did a master's in branding, which helps so much because I get to not only brand myself, but I brand my business, my company. And it all started because I wanted to brand fear, and I ended up branding courage.
Wow. And where'd you go to school?
So I went to SCAD.
I knew it was SCAD. Jonathan Wallach went.
Yeah.
And then I went to SVA in New York, School of Visual Arts.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you're just thrilled to death with both of those schools and that whole education.
Yeah, it's both creative schools, and I come from a creative background. That's why I also work well with my husband. He's my manager because he comes from the strategic, financial, more serious side, and I am like the opposite.
Now, do you get back down to your home country ever?
No.
You can't go back. It's not
super dangerous. But yeah. I wish I could go back.
Yeah, that's such an interesting deal. And I pray for those people, the people that aren't in the government down there. It's just I go all over the place, and the people everywhere, whether it be Russia, Argentina, any one of these countries, and yet just the people are so glorious. And you just don't want to judge a country or the people by their government. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and now we are taking over the world. Venezuelans were everywhere. So I have a really international audience, but it's mainly Venezuelans all over the world crushing it also. And that's pretty cool. I feel very proud now of Venezuelans.
I'm going to send you an Instagram invitation this Friday afternoon because we have a Zoom dance party with little kids and old people that are going to make you cry. And you just check in for a couple of minutes. I mean, on the Facebook feed, people are begging me to invite you because you're such a little ball of fire. And all you do is we're having a sock hop every week. It's different. Last week it was air guitars. And you can't believe how many people want to take a walk on the wild side for just an hour on a Friday afternoon with a bunch of like-minded misfits. So we're inviting you. So you can come if you want, but everybody's telling me to invite you, including Eric Worre, I just saw. He thought he got on here for the dance party. He goes, this is an interview. We want the dance party because everybody loves the dance party, and everybody somehow feels like you would be a hit.
I am a good dancer.
She's got the moves. She does it on stage.
I know.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so everything about you is what we want. I want to talk a little bit more about your free content because people want to know that. Do they find that at Michelle Poehler, or where do they find it?
Mainly Instagram. I basically live, people ask me, where do you live? And I live on Instagram. I don't
live
in Miami. Yeah, so find Hello Fears. So at Hello Fears on Instagram. If you speak Spanish, go to my podcast. Do you know about my podcast? Is it pretty cool?
No,
do you know about it? No. Okay, so my podcast, it's in Spanish, but it's called From the Plane, but in Spanish, Desde el Avión, because Adam and I only record our episodes on the plane. This is my mic right here. It's this tiny thing. It's super cute. You plug it into the phone, and then we record our conversations as we fly. But because we're not flying, we're now calling it From the Couch and doing our conversations here. But all of our episodes used to be only when we were flying.
Whoa, that's such a cool idea.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay, and it's, so it's in Spanish. We got to spread the word to our Spanish-speaking friends.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about it. Well, that's plenty exciting.
Yeah.
And yeah, we are big podcast people, too. So you've got a couple podcasts, don't you?
This is a podcast.
This is a podcast. I have a podcast. I didn't even know it. So I didn't know that. So, yeah, so I know nothing. They don't tell me anything, Michelle. I'm 100. I'm lucky I even got here. It's unbelievable.
So, Michelle, we were talking a little bit about this on the break. I would love to know a little bit of the journey of, you know, because you feel like you get a little bit of a sense of this as you share your story from the stage of this, you know, you set out to brand fear and eventually courage, but it all, you know, it was also a little bit of this, like, is this thing going to happen? And so how do you feel like your journey took on a life of its own? And was there someone or certain people who kind of came into your life and helped this message to spread as you made that journey a reality?
Definitely, yeah. So the first person I have to thank for that would be, his name is Jason Dorsey. So he's a speaker. He's been speaking, maybe you know him, for I don't know how many years. And he saw me speak at TEDx. So when I faced my 100 fears, speaking at TEDx was the last fear, was number 100. And it was my first time speaking in public. I didn't know that was a career. I thought it was just a one-off, and then I would find a job in advertising or branding. And then he saw me speak, and he's like, you can do this for a living. People would pay you money for you to go on stage and spread your message. And I'm like, what? I didn't know. So then he's like, call me. I called him. He told me everything I need to know, and that's how I got started. And then last year, I met The Worries, and that also changed my life, I have to say. When I did GoPro last year, it was my first time speaking at network marketing, you know, audience. And, oh, my God, I fell in love. I'm like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life because it's so awesome. It was my best audience ever. And then after that, I started doing a lot of other companies in network marketing, and every one that I do is like amazing. So happy to continue in this journey.
Well, you know, little Zoom girl, that they're all going to virtual conferences in their attendance. You know, at Eric's place, I spoke there too, I think, when you spoke, but that now they're all getting, they all had conferences with like 18,000 people and 40,000 people are showing up. So your numbers are going to go exponentially because people can't live without you. And we got to get you back in the mainstream so you're just back to work without leaving the couch.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it, because you're changing lives. And you're perfect for network marketers because all they want is a little dose of absolute positivity and hope. That's what the whole profession is about, because the rest of the world is out there grinding away. You are perfect for it. We got to get that out a little more. No doubt about it. I know some people. In fact, I was just on two different – I'm on the board of the ANMP, which is the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. And we just take an hour to Zoom, and we'll make sure – I promise you that if you want to speak down there, you got it. So
Of course I do. Yeah, I have to tell you, whenever I'm delivering my message in front of one of these audiences, I feel the connection because I feel how every single word I'm saying connects so well to what they have to do on their day-to-day.
Yeah. That's so cool today.
And so as you're, you know, like, because I think we're all having to figure out how to, you know, how I'm used to being out, meeting people out in the public or whatever. I'm used to speaking from a stage. Now I have to, like, allow my spirit to come through in that same way. And for you especially, I mean, you have such this presence from the stage. You know, what are you learning about how to connect with people effectively virtually?
So I'm grateful that before becoming a speaker, I was a YouTuber. So I did YouTube for a few years, and I didn't know where that was leading me to. And so I stopped doing YouTube, and I'm so glad I did it for, I don't know, 3 years, because that's exactly the kind of training you need in order to speak to camera. And that's what is helping me today as a virtual keynote speaker, because I use everything I learned for my YouTube. So, for example, a few things I can tell you is, first, you need to be very expressive, like more than ever, because you're talking to a camera. So if you just speak as you would normally do or as if you do on stage, then it doesn't translate the same. So you need to put extra enthusiasm.
Yeah,
extra enthusiasm. Also, you have to think about lighting and background. So I have a cute background here. So
yeah.
And what else? I think that the attitude is the main thing you need.
So let me ask you this, just because I'm curious now. Is the hair fiddling a trick, or are you fiddling with your hair?
No, my hair, that's a problem I've been having since I moved to Miami. So that's
you do feel so that wasn't you're not doing this just to keep us engaged.
No,
all right,
no.
Well, I would have done that if it would have made me have more watchers. I would have. All right, good. That's all I wanted to know. I have to emulate you. You're far more successful than I will ever be. You're only 32 years old, and I am double that plus five. Think about that. Double 32 plus five. That's insanely old.
Very, very old.
To be having a mentor 32?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Michelle, you are.
You're my dad's age.
Oh, well, that's very, very nice. I'm really happy to
hear
that.
You're like a father to me.
I know. I'm like his dad's age, too. Unbelievable. Yeah, so this is exciting. All right. We're going to take – wait. Do we have a – yeah, no. We're taking a break again. And I know you just love all the commercials. We are with Michelle Poehler. Go buy her book, Hello Fears, right now on Amazon during the break. We'll be back right after this. It's the Tom Chenault Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Tu. We'll be right back.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And we're back. This is Tom Chanel. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. I've got Michelle Poehler and Adrian Chanel with us, and I'm telling you, I love this woman. She is changing the world because she has really redefined happiness at a very, very young age and shown everybody that they can get through the fear, they can have a positive attitude, they can absolutely make a living at it, and it just warms my heart. It just, you have done an unbelievable job, you little firecracker. Now, does your husband have a business that we can put some light on to, or is he just your agent?
Well, he's mainly my agent, but now it has been taking off more in the financial world. He partnered with someone, so I have to now share him, which I'm not a fan of because I like to have him all for myself. But he's really happy because he's now pursuing his passion. Of course, he was supporting me, but he's not the target of Hello Fears. Hello Fears is mostly for women, millennial. It's very, very me, the whole brand. So now finally he has his own brand. And the other thing he talks about, which is really cool, he talks about hacks. So he created his own Instagram account that I helped him, and it's called Stram Hacks. So he has life hacks, productivity hacks, travel hacks, and life and finance hacks, of course.
Yeah, very cool.
And what's the handle? It's
Stram, S-T-R-A-M. That's the first part of his last name.
Okay.
And cool. Then Hacks. So, and he created that. He's very creative, too.
Oh, good. No wonder you married him. You didn't marry a dope, you know. The guy knew what he was doing. We're happy to hear that. So that's exciting.
That's very, very cool.
And think about it. You can have babies and not have to leave. I mean, this is going to be exciting because you can, if you were in some hard job, you'd have a choice to make, but now you two are going to be able to take that kid all over the world and love life and the whole shot, and that's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Hopefully, yes. Yeah.
How long have you been married?
9 years.
9 years? Holy mackerel. How long have you been married?
Just celebrated 12 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
All right. Well, that's exciting. I need to contact map that. She's been married 9 years. Shramhacks.com. Okay, I got it.
All right. How long have you been married, Tom?
Oh, 100 years. You met Denise. My wife is really, really a nice woman who is a huge fan of yours. In fact, she's just peppering us with comments on the show because she just loves you. She loves your grass. She loves your eye. Denise is really, really big into style, especially in graphic design and all that stuff. So when she saw you speak twice, she really, really loved it. And so she's all over you like a, yeah, I guarantee you, she's been to Stram Hacks already too. So I've been married 21 years, something like that. So a long time before you were born. So it's exciting. So what we're going to do now is we're going to get you out of here. What would you say to anybody scared to death? What would you tell 99% of these network marketers are afraid to start? Getting them started, breaking past that initial fear. What would you say to them?
I would say let your ambition be bigger than your fears.
Cool.
If you're driven by ambition and not by fear, that's when you will be making the choices that you need to make in order to get where you actually want to go. That's what it is. So I, like I told you, I'm still fearful. I still have fears. I'm not fearless. But my ambition is way bigger than my fear. So I do not let my fears to get in the way of my goals or my passion.
What happens if you want something? Like, you've been on everything. I mean, Forbes magazine. How did you find Forbes? Did you find somebody or Forbes find you?
They found me. The writer saw me speak at an event 2 years ago.
I'll be darned. And then called you how long ago?
We've been talking since then, and this is the second article that she writes about me, and I was on her podcast twice, so it's about developing relationships.
Thank you. That's what you're doing constantly, and the name of the game is never look past anybody, because you never know who you're going to be able to help or is going to be able to help you, correct?
Yeah, correct.
And touch it. I mean, I didn't know she talked to everybody like that.
Yeah, I know. That's incredible. And it's, you know, what a nice way to, what an incredible way to be able to contribute and to, you know, to love people and to serve people, to be able to be responsive like that. And I was, you know, there's this new video platform. I don't know if you've seen this, kind of been like this. Everybody's been talking about this the last few days. This thing called Quibi that they spent like some billions of dollars developing this new video platform that was supposed to, and it's just totally fallen on its face. And I was watching something today saying like the big mistake they made is they thought they were going to be this YouTube killer, but there's no way for the audience to interact with each other, with anyone. Like it's just this, you watch and there's nothing there. And I think that's what we want, is to feel like we're talking to somebody else. And so when you get to be in the Hello Beers community, but you actually get a voice message back from Michelle Poehler, like that is magic. And we all want to be a part of something like that. And so it's just showing up that way is incredibly powerful.
And when I texted Seth Gooden this morning, 30 seconds later, he responded. That's that fast. And that's because he's like you. He understands the value of his audience and understands the value of actually paying attention to the people buying, obviously, your books and everything else. I am, like, overcome with absolute admiration for you, and you're welcome back anytime. And I promise you, we're going to sell a lot more books for you. I'm going to buy a bunch
of them. Thank you. Yeah. You're awesome. Thank you so much. I love talking with you guys.
Next week, we've got Dan Gibbons. Ironically enough, he's a huge guy in personal development. He is one of the guys behind Psy Seminars, and we're going to talk about what it is to be a human being and a scared human being, and how not to have to live in those fears and that all that stuff going along with that. So this show's kind of taken on a different life through the pandemic, because we want you to feel like you're not alone. And that's the most important thing. So the way you're going to handle that today is you're going to go buy this little book called Hello Fears on Amazon. And you're going to go to contactmapping.com/action. We love all of you. We'll see you next week.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.